This coming Sunday is the day of Pentecost, the day of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the New Testament church. On Ascension Day, Jesus gave the 11 apostles the command to go out and be his witnesses, starting where they were, spreading to the ends of the world. And they must have wondered how. So he told them, wait for the coming of the promise of the Father, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Day of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, Passover, they were gathered in a room, and all of a sudden there was a sound as of a mighty roaring wind, like a tornado coming through. Then there were tongues like fire that sat on the heads of the apostles. And then they were able to preach to all the people who had come from all over the world in their own language. Today we're going to talk about the meaning and result of the outpouring of the Spirit on Pentecost as we consider what the gift of the Holy Spirit really was. Our text is Acts 2, verses 36 to 41, and we're going to unpack it verse by verse. Verse 37, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. The sermon that Peter preached on Pentecost was not about the wondrous miracle of an uneducated fisherman being able to talk in all these different languages. The sermon was rather about Jesus. That Jesus, he addressed the audience, whom you crucified, God has raised from the dead. He is now ascended to the right hand of the Father. He is both Lord and Messiah. Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? The Holy Spirit convicted the audience of their sins, especially the sin of having crucified God's promised Messiah. The people who heard this by the conviction of the Holy Spirit were cut to the heart. Can you imagine the realization of the guilt of what they had done? But the law couldn't give them an answer to their question, what shall we do? You think maybe they said, well, turn your lives around, start doing good, give everything away you have. How would you answer the question when you're convicted of the guilt of your sins? What can I do? Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit could supply the answer. Natural man cannot come to God on his own, can't decide to believe. Only the Holy Spirit can melt the hardened heart and assuage the guilt of sin. Peter simply proclaimed to them the remission of sins. This Jesus, whom you crucified, paid for all of your sins, and God raised him from the dead. He told him to be baptized, because a person born of the water and of the Spirit is joined to Jesus, to his death and resurrection, and made a part of the people of God. So what is the gift of the Holy Spirit? It's not speaking in tongues, the different languages. It is the forgiveness of sins and faith which grasps and believes this wondrous proclamation. So Pentecost is the day of the Holy Spirit. It emphasizes that the church, the body of Christ, all believers are a creation of the Holy Spirit through the Word. And we have the assurance that because God's Word will endure to the end of time, God's church, God's people, not an organized church, not Messiah or your church congregation or the CLC, but Jesus' church will endure. Verse 39, for the promise is to you and your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. This promise was not just to the apostles who are witnesses. This promise is to you 2,000 years later. This promise is to me, to my children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and to all of you. And the Holy Spirit continues to bless the witness of His word through you. Only the Holy Spirit could sustain the church, the body of believers, until the end of time. I'm constantly amazed at the way that the Holy Spirit works, bringing us together. But just think of our tiny church bodies, foreign mission outreach. The Holy Spirit has spread the gospel through Africa, through India, through Myanmar, Nepal, Philippines, countries I can't even pronounce or remember. The Lord added to their number daily those who are going to be saved. Verse 40. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 people were added. Not to the organized church, but to the body of Christ. The theme of the book of Acts chronicles the witness of the apostles, including Paul. The theme is the word of the Lord grew. And so it continues to grow today. People of Peter's day lived in a perverse generation. Their generation, the Roman civilization, was probably even more outwardly wicked than our generation. But this generation is growing more and more perverse as the end times approach. But God sends you out as Jesus' witnesses, and he promises that the Holy Spirit through the Word will produce the fruits. The Holy Spirit accomplishes God's purposes. So you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins, faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And it's our prayer that you would continue steadfast in this faith. For you are the future of Jesus' witness as long as this world endures. So, as graduation approaches and you've heard often and often, you're going to be going out as Jesus' witnesses. Graduation means some of you won't be coming back. But God still, through Jesus Christ, will use you as he sees fit. And you have that same promise of that first Pentecost you have the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we heard yesterday, the hymn, Go, My Children, we're reminded of the blessings that God gives to you. Prof. Schaller stole my hymn, Go, My Children. So instead, we're going to do something different. If you open up your supplements to hymn 765. This hymn's melody is unfamiliar to me, but most melodies are. So I thought maybe we'd do something different today. Sometimes reading a hymn brings the words closer to our hearts. So I'd like you to help me out. At the end of this verse, at the end of each verse, if you would speak the refrain, we are his witnesses. Hymn 565. Christ high ascended, now in glory seated, throned and exalted, victory completed, death's dread dominion finally defeated. Christ from the Father, every power possessing, who on his chosen lifted hands in blessing, sends forth his servants still in faith confessing.
We are his witnesses.
Christ, who in dying won for us salvation, lives now the firstborn of the new creation, to win disciples out of every nation. Christ in his splendor, all dominion gaining, Christ with his people evermore remaining, Christ to all ages gloriously reigning.
We are his witnesses.
As his parting, joy shall banish grieving, faith in his presence strengthen our believing, filled with his Spirit, love and power receiving.
We are
go with God. We'll close then with a hymn, the page where you're at, 764, the first stanza.